Welcome to the Great American Pop Culture Quiz Show, the podcast that time forgot. I'm your host, Taylor Cole, and I'm here with Seth Lizard King Frumpkin.
No one here gets out alive.
Paul, Devil Went Down to Georgia Jensen.
Fire's on the mountain. Run, boys, run.
And James, quote-unquote, Callen.
I don't want to buy anything, sell anything, or process anything for a living. I just want to kick your butt at trivia.
Hello, hello, hello to everybody, and thank you for joining us for the Season 5 playoffs. We will kick off those playoffs today with the deciding match in our North Shore High Division. The winner of today's match goes on to the Season 5 Championship. Helping make all the playoffs and champions happen is our Scoremaster. His name is Scoremaster Dan. Welcome, Dan.
Hi there, Taylor. It's great to be back in the playoffs because it has made my commute so much easier. I mean, rather than drive all the way to our normal stadium, I can just trot on over to the Meadowlands because it's not like the Jets or Giants are going to need it for the playoffs anytime soon.
And also chilling with us today is Production Master Dave. Hi there, Dave.
Please, I enjoy all the meats of our cultural stew. Ah, belle. All right. Woohoo! Yay! Yeah!
I think that means it's time to get into the circus that is a game of My Champion. This is our game where each one of our players has chosen a champion from somewhere out in the world of pop culture, but we choose the battle for those champions to fight. Math teacher Seth Frumpkin, who is your champion today?
Riff Raff, the faithful handyman from Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Pub quiz host Paul Jensen, who have you got?
From The Simpsons, the inanimate carbon rod.
And Jonathan Demme superfan and enthusiastic drinker of truly sour iced tea, James Callen, who have you got for your champion?
The 60s homemaker Laura Petrie, Mary Tyler Moore's character on The Dick Van Dyke Show.
Three champions are locked in. I'm going to be the judge today. So that means it's time to spin the scenario wheel. Today's scenario, who's going to be the best featured dancer at the Russian Ballet? Seth, why is Riff Raff from the Rocky Horror Picture Show going to be the best dancer at the Russian Ballet?
Riff Raff is from the galaxy of Transylvania, which is geographically close to Russia, if it were on Earth. And he can follow simple choreography. He can do the jump to the left, step to the right, that whole thing. And he can do some nice kicks.
Sorry, geographically close if it was on Earth? Is that what I heard?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Just checking.
All right, Paul, how about the inanimate carbon rod from The Simpsons?
You would think the word inanimate would be a detriment in this question, but actually, you can use that inanimate object in many ways. It could be a cane for a little dancing like this, a little soft shoe dancing. If they're doing the Nutcracker, it could be one of the swords. And no matter what it does, it will get glowing reviews.
Oh.
And last but not least, James, why is Laura Petrie from the Dick Van Dyke Show going to be the best featured dancer at the Russian Ballet?
This is a good category for Laura because Laura's background is, in fact, as a USO dancer in the US Army, which is what she was doing when she was a young woman who met her husband at Camp Crowder, Missouri. She was a USO dancer. And it's not just something that she's done in her past. She continues to be cultured. She has been featured on the Alan Brady Show as a dancer several times and generally keeps up, keeps fit, can still boogie, foxtrot, or ballet at any time that you play the right music.
Thank you, James. Three pretty compelling arguments. I was a little nervous coming into hearing what you guys were going to come up with. Obviously, the Transylvania thing doesn't fully track in my mind, but the thoughts on Riff Raff's choreography, specifically citing jumps to the left and steps to the right, I think I got a pelvic thrust this argument into the next level. I don't know what that was doing. Dave, please cut that up.
I believe you're having sex with his argument. I think that's what that was.
And it's driving me insane. So, Riff Raff, definitely in the mix. And in terms of the inanimate carbon rod from The Simpsons, I really do very much appreciate the reimagining of the use of, you know, what the act of dance is. And that dance is not only an active thing, but can also be a passive thing and sort of having yourself be manipulated. And obviously, the idea of glowing reviews definitely tickles my punny bone on that one. And then when it comes to Laura Petrie, again, very specific background information about USO dancing. So at the end of the day, I think I'm going to go with the inanimate carbon rod. There's a good pun in there. And I got to say, it's a really fun reimagining of the argument. And as someone who really knows almost nothing about The Simpsons, I feel like if I go against The Simpsons one, people will call me ignorant. So in an act of self-preservation, I am selecting Paul and the inanimate carbon rod.
Right on. Yeah.
In Rod we trust.
In Rod we trust.
Paul gets a crack at the half point. Paul answered this question correctly, and you'll have half a point more than either of your fellow competitors. Here is your half point question. In the 1997 animated film Anastasia, the title character is voiced by four different people. They are Meg Ryan, Liz Calloway, Lacey Chabert, and what fourth actress?
Wow. A movie I've never seen. And I recognize two of those. So I'm thinking they're getting younger or maybe they're getting older. Can't tell. I am going to go with Jessica Lange. I'm going to make you battle Captain Torrance.
You're Captain Torrance. Wrong direction in terms of the age continuum. Meg Ryan and Liz Calloway are the speaking and singing voices of adult Anastasia. Lacey Chabert is the singing voice of young Anastasia, but her speaking voice was Kirsten Dunst, as we heard in our intro clip. So you didn't earn the half point, Paul, but you will get to go first in round one. Get your la-las out. Lyrics, who needs them? Sometimes the best musical contribution a human voice can make is simply the note to follow soul. That's right, it's good old la-la-la. In this game, name the song title from the audio clip of a portion of the song that's just the word la, with a few sha-la-las thrown in for good measure. For instance, if I played you this clip, you'd know that that song was
Brown Eyed Girl.
Brown Eyed Girl.
Correct, Brown Eyed Girl. Now, if you need a hint, I can tell you the original artist behind the song and the year that it first came out. 10 points for knowing the song from the clip alone, 5 points after the hint. Starting with our My Champion winner, Paul, this first La La song is for you.
That is Kylie Minogue's Can't Get You Out of My Head.
Well done for 10 points. Next one is for Seth.
That would be Horse with No Name.
Horse with No Name.
Well done. Next to James.
I could not forget. Don't you forget about me.
Don't you forget about me.
Strong start for all three of our players today. Let's go back to Paul.
Oh, that is Crocodile Rock.
To the Crocodile Rock. Well.
Another 10 points for Paul. Next clip is for Seth.
More cowbell, Don't Fear the Reaper.
Yes, next to James.
That would be Don't Speak.
Don't Speak.
Players are just killing it today. Let's take it back to Paul for another La La song. La 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 la.
Oh, that's Mr. Jones.
From the Counting Crows, indeed, Mr. Jones. Over to Seth.
All right, no idea. Can I get a hint?
That song is by The Veronicas from 2007.
Yeah, no, pass.
That song is called Untouched by The Veronicas. Next up, over to James. La, la,
la, la. That is from Wicked. That is Popular.
Popular.
Absolutely. A strong answer for James takes us into our first score break from Score Master Dan.
All right. All of our players are doing very well so far. Seth has 20 points. James and Paul are both perfect so far. They've each got 30.
All right, see if Paul can keep up the hot streak with this next La La song clip. La 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 la.
Oh, wow. Oh, boy. It's in... I'm going to take the hint just to have some more time.
That song is by Bob Dylan from the year 1970.
It's called The Man in Me or something like that.
The Man in Me. The Man in Me is the title. Well done, Paul. Over to Seth.
Oh man, it's on TikTok. I recognize it, but can I get the hint?
By ATC from the year 2000.
Is it it's like Around the World?
It goes around the world just la 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 la.
Around the World, another great pull from Seth. Next up, over to James.
Sing shala.
I think I know who that is, but I have no idea what song it is, but I'll ask for the hint.
That song is by Tom Waits from the year 1980.
Oh, really? Tom Waits, you say? I really wish you would ask me who it was. I don't know. I pass.
Someone save that man. He's drowning.
In phlegm.
In phlegm, yes.
Perhaps better known for its Bruce Springsteen cover, that is Tom Waits with Jersey Girl.
Taylor, I gotta say, in the future, you should be putting more Tom Waits on here because the look of pain on Dave's face when he has to play these clips is just priceless.
Not my favorite.
All right, one more La La song for player. This one is for Paul.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la.
Oh, wow.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la.
I will take the hint.
Sung by Samuel E. Wright from the year 1989.
Is that Kiss the Girl?
Kiss the Girl.
Samuel E. Wright, voice of Sebastian in The Little Mermaid, that is Kiss the Girl. Over to Seth.
La 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 la.
Black Sabbath. So... I don't think the hint is going to help me. Is it War Pigs? Oh, never mind.
Opposite color in your answer. That is The White Stripes with Icky Thump from 2007. Let's close out round one with one more La La song for James.
Oh, now I have to remember if that line I can remember is the title of the song or not the title of the song. I'm going to roll the dice and go with Time Flies.
Time Flies is a lyric in there, but that is Tears for Fears with Head Over Heels. Well, that'll wrap up round one. Next up, the scores from Dan and on to round two. Hey, listeners, Taylor here to tell you about this week's empty studio content over on our USA Quiz Show Patreon. This Friday, our Patreon subscribers are going to get a bonus game in their feeds called The Holly and the Ivy, but not the Ivy. It's December, and we want to have a little December time decorative flair, so we're ditching the ivy and just talking about Holly. That's right, the great actress Holly Hunter. 20 connected chain questions all about that wonderful Oscar winner. Join us at usaquizshow.com/membership to join up and access that and dozens of previous empty studio games to play yourself at home. Again, we'll see you at usaquizshow.com/membership.
Going to round two, it's time for the Uncanny Valley score break. The Uncanny Valley. I don't care how much it costs, the faces in The Irishman might as well have been Tom Hanks in The Polar Express. Right now, Paul is in the lead. He's got 40 points. James is close behind with 30. Seth is trailing just a little bit with 25. That means he'll get to go first in round two.
Seth, you also get a chance to make up some ground with the Threequalizer. I'm going to ask you a question that has three possible answers. You have three guesses to match as many of those answers as you can. 10 points for each correct answer you can provide. Your Threequalizer question is... Actors Ethan Hawke and Julie Delpy have appeared in three films with the word before in the title. Before Sunrise, Before Sunset, and Before Midnight. In which three European countries do those films mostly take place?
Well, I've never seen any of them, so... Going with wild guesses here, I think one of them is France. I'm going to guess England for one. Let's go wild and say Belgium.
10 points for France, the setting of Before Sunset. The first one, Before Sunrise, takes place mostly in Vienna, Austria. And the last one takes place in Greece. But still, 10 points for France. And staying in the realms of things that are before, that'll take us into round two, entitled Before and Actors. On the Great American Pop Culture Quiz Show, we love mashing up properties. But how about Frankensteining the actors who star in them? I'll give you the names of two movies or TV shows, and you have to identify the performer who would be in that mashup before and after style. The last part of one of their names will sound the same as the first part of the other. So, if I told you that this mashed-up performer comes from Grease and Gross Point Blank, you'd know the full name was...
Olivia Newton-John Cusack.
Yes, with Olivia Newton-John from Grease and John Cusack from Gross Point Blank forming Olivia Newton-John Cusack. That correct answer right off the bat would get you 30 points. If you're not sure, I can give you up to two more pairs of titles starring those same two actors, but the more hints you get, the fewer points a correct answer is worth. You only get one guess, so use those hints when you need them. Let's kick back into it with Seth. Seth, your first mashed-up actor name is going to combine someone from Need for Speed and Role Models.
Need for Speed was Aaron Paul, and then Role Models was Paul Rudd, so Aaron Paul Rudd.
Full 30 for Seth. Over to James, we're going to combine stars from House Sitter and Life.
Oh, House Sitter, Steve Martin, Goldie Hawn, I think. Life. Woo. I remember Ryan Reynolds. I will take a hint.
You could also say it's a combination of stars from It's Complicated and Big Mama's House.
It's going to be Martin Lawrence from Big Mama's House as Steve... Yeah, Steve Martin. Steve Martin Lawrence.
Steve Martin Lawrence. He got there for 20. Here's Paul's first round two question. It's got stars from That Thing You Do and Gone Girl.
That Thing You Do and Gone Girl. Let's see here. I think you do. Let's take a hint.
Could also say it stars of Armageddon and Why Did I Get Married?
Wow. Oh, I'm going to need one more hint.
Could also say it stars of The Lord of the Rings and Madea's Family Reunion.
Yeah, Liv Tyler Perry.
For 10 points, correct. Back over to Seth. We're combining stars from Krampus and Arrested Development.
Krampus had Adam Scott in it. Let me take a hint.
Stars of Parks and Recreation and Joni Loves Chachi.
Oh, Adam Scott Baio.
420. Next to James, stars from Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker and Hop.
Hop was the voice of Russell Brand. So Carrie Russell Brand.
30 for James. Well done. Kicking it to Paul. This time we've got a star from Star Wars The Force Awakens and South Park.
Okay. South Park and Force Awakens. Let me take a hint.
Also could call it stars from Ex Machina and Escape from New York.
Oh, I see. It is Oscar Isaac Hayes.
Correct for 20. Kicking it back to Seth, we've got stars from American Hustle and Boys from Brazil.
I'm guessing the American Hustle is Jennifer Lawrence. Don't know Boys from Brazil, so I'll take a hint.
Stars from Mother and Rebecca.
What was that first film again? Sorry?
Mother. And Rebecca is the second one.
Is it Jennifer Lawrence Olivier?
420, well done. Kicking it back to James, we've got a star from Glee and The Perfect Score.
The Perfect Score. I need another one.
A star of The Assassination of Gianni Versace, American Crime Story, and Knives Out.
Wow. There are a lot of stars of Knives Out, and that is not helping me narrow anything down, and I didn't see the Versace, so I guess I will take one more hint on this one.
A star of Hollywood and Captain America, the First Avenger.
I mean, Chris Evans, but I don't, or it's not Chris Evans, and that would be very sneaky. I don't know. Pass.
Seth thinks he knows this one.
Darren Chris Evans.
Darren Chris showing up in all those there Ryan Murphy properties with Chris Evans. Next up to Paul, we've got a combo star from In the Cut and Gladiators 2000.
The second movie, I have no idea what that is, so let's take a hint.
A star of Kate and Leopold and New Year's Rockin' Eve.
That is Meg Ryan Seacrest.
Correct for 20 to Paul, which will throw to our next score break from Score Master Dan.
All right. At this point, the game has gotten real close. James has 80 points, Paul has 100, and Seth is in the lead. He has 105.
Close up at the top, but Seth has flipped the script in round two so far. Let's see if he can keep up his hot streak with this next mashup Frankenstein star name, this time combining stars from The Roommate and The Croods, A New Age.
I have no idea. Then we get a hint.
Stars of Friday Night Lights and Star Wars The Last Jedi.
One more hint.
Stars of Titans and Raya and the Last Dragon.
I know the middle part is Rose, but I can't pull the first or the last one, so I'll pass.
Well, Rose is her character in Star Wars The Last Jedi, but not the name of the actress. The combined name here is Minka Kelly Marie Tran. Kelly Marie Tran playing Rose in Star Wars The Last Jedi. Next up to James, we've got Pride and Prejudice and Zombies combined with Trance.
Boy, I don't, especially the second one, I have no idea, so I will take another hint.
Combining stars from Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again, and Split.
Wow. If only I'd seen the Mamma Mia movies. Lily James. Now I'm going to blank on the actor's name. Give me one more hint just so I have more time to think, please.
Combining stars from Cinderella and X-Men First Class.
Yes, because I know that that's the actor. It's Lily. It's not Lily James Spader, but that would be good, and that's going to be my answer.
Paul.
Is it Lily James Marsden? Okay.
Seth?
Lily James McAvoy.
There it is.
McAvoy.
I got to say, though, James Spader as Professor X would be great. I would watch the heck out of that. All right, next up to Paul. We're combining stars from Cruel Intentions and Deep Impact.
Cruel Intentions and Deep Impact. I will take a hint.
Stars from The Sweetest Thing and Quantico.
See, I'm blanking on that first name. I'll take one more.
Stars of Hellboy and L.A. Law.
Selma Blair Underwood.
Coming in at the end. Well done. One more mashup star name per player. This one is for Seth. We're combining stars of Iron Man and The Cleaner.
Trying to think of Iron Man actors who would fit possible last name, first name mix-ups. Can't think of anything, so I'll take a hint.
Combining The New Adventures of Old Christine and The In-Betweeners.
I'll take one more hint.
Combining Margaret's. Combining. what this is.
Can
really
we
bad.
Please right. start that universe though after the show?
Yes.
Thank you.
The Margaret Cinematic Universe. No. This will. Anna Paquin could bridge the gap over to X-Men. It'd be great. No, this combines someone from Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Taskmaster.
Clark, Greg. I don't know the second one. I'll pass.
Going across the pond, that's going to be Clark Greg Davies from all of those British series. Next up to James, we're combining stars of Underwater and The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Kristen Stewart and League Extraordinary Gentlemen. I am trying to remember who else is in there, but I will take another hint because I don't know.
Combining stars of Twilight and Queen of the Damned.
Oh, this is another one of these actors who I'm picturing and cannot place. Queen of the Damned. Go ahead and give me the third one.
Stars of Adventureland and Chaos Theory.
Oh, that's not an improvement on Chaos Theory. Chaos Theory has not made it better, ironically enough. Kristen, I know it's Kristen Stewart, and I cannot pull the last name of Mr. Stewart from the other three movies.
Seth?
I know all the other ones, but mine, Kristen Stewart Townsend.
Yes, Stewart Townsend being in those other properties. Let's finish out round two with Paul, combining stars from Clue and Airplane.
Okay, Clue... Airplane. Oh, so many people in both movies. I will take one more hint.
Combining stars of Who Framed Roger Rabbit and High Noon.
I will, I'm going to just to be sure take one more hint.
Combining stars of Back to the Future and Sea Hunt.
Yeah, Christopher Lloyd Bridges.
10 more points. We'll finish up round two for Paul. Next up, the scores from Dan and on to our final round. Before we get to our last round of play, it's time for the home version. Correctly guess the answer to Dan's riddle by next week's episode, and you can win fabulous prizes like the rights to name a score break here on the show. Take it away, Dan.
A long weekly look at a noted director. Their producers become quite the nickname collector. Each episode goes through great pains to announce that sometimes they clear and sometimes they bounce. An actor and a critic with movies they're smitten, and one of them, shockingly, grew up in Britain.
Think you know the answer? Find the page for this episode at usaquizshow.com and show off that knowledge. Then, if you want to learn the answer, follow us on social media where we post them late in the day every Monday. That's at USA Quiz Show on both Twitter and Instagram. Thanks for the riddle, Dan. How about an update on our scores?
Absolutely. Going to round three, it's time for the Stop Making Dan Say Stupid Things score break. Stop making Dan say stupid things. Sure, he likes Turner Classic Movies, but who doesn't? At this point, Paul is in the lead with 120. Seth is close by with 105. James is right in there, though. He's got 80 points. That means he gets to go first in round three.
All right, James still in the hunt because anything can happen in the lightning round. Players will have their choice of categories and have 90 seconds to answer as many questions in that category as possible. 10 points for each correct answer you can provide. Today's categories are The Rocks That She Got, The Female Tracy Jordan, The Saturday Premiere, but spelled with an E-A-R at the end of the word premiere, and Medulla's on the Menu. Now, those topics are a little bit mysterious, so pick the thing you're going to do the best on, or keep something away from one of your fellow players. James, in third place, you get first pick. Which of the four categories would you like? One more time, they are The Rocks That She Got, The Female Tracy Jordan, The Saturday Premiere, but spelled with an E-A-R at the end of the word premiere, and Medulla's on the Menu.
I appreciate that you have to specify the spelling every time you read that out, but I'm going to go with The Rocks That She Got.
Do you think you know what's coming in this category, James?
My guess, and it's totally a guess, is diamonds in popular culture.
Well, unfortunately, you were fooled by The Rocks That She Got, because she's still Jenny from the block. This is all going to be about the life and career of Jennifer Lopez.
Wow. I wish I had chosen, as I thought about doing, Karen Sisko as my champion, just for a full circle, but it did not happen.
Well, if you're choosing that for your champion, it sounds like you're going to do pretty well. 90 seconds on the clock. Timer starts when I finish reading the first question. James, are you ready?
I'm ready to go.
She's the title role in this 1997 biopic.
Selena.
She got her start as a member of this In Living Color dance troupe.
Fly Girl Dancers.
In Hustlers, her character aspires to launch this swimwear line.
Pass.
Lopez re-recorded this song in Spanish as Una Noche Más.
Waiting for Tonight.
She had a number one album and number one movie the same week with her album J-Lo and this rom-com.
The Wedding Planner.
This actress took Lopez's role as Karen Sisko for an ABC TV series.
Carla Gugino.
This album title refers to how to take the train from the Bronx to Manhattan.
Pass.
After Gigli, she also appeared in this Ben Affleck comedy.
Jersey Girl.
She performed the Super Bowl halftime show alongside this Colombian singer.
Selena. No.
Shakira. She produced and appeared in Thanks a Million for this misbegotten streaming service.
Pass.
Shall We Dance is a remake of a 1996 movie from this country.
Taiwan.
Japan.
Dang.
She performed at this president's inauguration.
Barack Obama.
Joe Biden at the end there. All right, Dan, let's hear the James report.
Absolutely. So we have just a couple of passes to go through. The swimsuit line that Lopez's character wants to launch in Hustlers is Swim Mona. The train you would take from the Bronx to Manhattan would be the 6 train. And the misbegotten streaming service, I mean, how many can there really be? Because we love Tubi. So if we say misbegotten, it's got to be Quibi. James did pretty well. He had 6 correct answers in his round, bringing a total of 140 points. He is now in the lead. Seth currently has 105 points, so he'll need to get 4 questions correct in his category in order to move into first.
All right, Seth, 3 categories left on the board. They are The Female Tracy Jordan, The Saturday Premiere, but spelled with an E-A-R at the end of the word premiere, and Medulla's on the Menu.
So I got to go with the one that I know what it is, just because, and that would be Medulla's on the Menu.
What do you think is coming here, Seth?
So that's going to be about zombies.
Yes, all about zombies in pop culture because they're eating brains. 90 seconds on the clock. Seth, are you ready?
Yes.
This director's Night of the Living Dead is frequently identified as the first modern zombie movie.
Pass.
1985's Reanimator adapts a story from this author.
Stephen King.
H.P. Lovecraft. This singer and filmmaker is the lead singer of the band White Zombie.
Rob Zombie.
This video game tracks Joel and surrogate daughter Ellie through the zombie apocalypse.
The Last of Us.
This 2002 horror movie refers to the mobile zombies as being infected with a rage virus.
28 Days Later.
This Irish band's No Need to Argue contains the song Zombie.
The Cranberries.
This video game turned movie franchise is known in Japan as Biohazard.
Resident Evil.
This creator of TV's iZombie is not a member of Matchbox 20.
Rob Thomas.
This SNL star appears as himself in 2009's Zombieland.
Bill Murray.
A showdown at the Winchester is set to this Queen song in Shaun of the Dead.
Don't Stop Me Now.
In a 2016 movie, zombies are on a train to this South Korean city.
Is it Busan?
This NPR one-man house band recorded the zombie song Re Your Brains for his Thing a Week project.
Jonathan Colton.
This Legion star is the titular Beth in Life After Beth.
Aubrey Plaza.
At the start of The Walking Dead, Rick wakes up in this building to discover the apocalypse.
A hospital.
Correct, but after the buzzer. Slow start, but Seth turned it around in his lightning round. Let's hear how he did. Dan, let's get the Seth report.
Absolutely. We had just one pass, and Seth, I gotta tell you, I was a little worried when you got the zombie category and you couldn't pull the name George Romero. I'm like, oh, this is gonna be a bloodbath. This is gonna be terrible. We're gonna have everyone shouting at their phones. Nobody wants that. But then he turned it around. Seth got 11 correct answers in his round. He now has 215 points in the lead. Paul is right now at 120, so he's gonna need to get 10 correct answers in order to take the win.
Pressure's on Paul. Two category choices remaining. We've got the female Tracy Jordan and the Saturday premiere, but spelled with an E-A-R at the end of the word premiere.
Since you are so overjoyed by that category title, I am going to pick that title, the premiere, but spelling E-A-R at the end. Tell me what it is, because I have no idea.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy, Paul. Well, back in the golden age of the Disney Channel original movie, they premiered on Saturday nights, and it was called the Saturday Premiere because, like, Mickey Mouse has big ears. So this is going to be all about Disney Channel original movies from 1997 to 2005, the pre-High School Musical era.
Hey, Seth, have a fun time at the next game.
90 seconds on the clock. Paul, are you ready?
Yeah, sure.
This Hollywood legend played Grandma Aggie Cromwell in the Halloween Town movies.
Betty Davis.
Debbie Reynolds. So the Drama was the subtitle for a movie based on this animated action series.
Pass.
Eric Von Detten is the title soul skater in this movie.
Pass.
This Parent Trap star investigates a missing teacher in Get a Clue.
Haley Mills.
Lindsay Lohan. Cheetah Girls Keeley Williams and Adrian Bailon were also members of this pop group.
The Osmonds.
3LW. This girl of the 21st century was played by Kirsten Storms in three movies.
That would be Jimmy Osmond.
Xenon. This brother of Tia and Tamara stars in Hounded and The Poof Point.
There's got to be Donnie Osmond.
Taj Mowry. Hilary Duff starred in Cadet Kelly in the midst of filming this Disney Channel series.
Lizzie McGuire.
This My Dog Skip star races soapboxes in Miracle in Lane 2.
Pass.
Alley Cat Strike was an early role for this future Big Bang Theory star.
Kaylee Cuoco.
Surfer Johnny Capahala is better known by this moniker.
Johnny Bravo.
Johnny Tsunami. This Married with Children star played the titular Smart House.
I'm going to give it to you if you get it. Take your time.
Katie Sagal.
Yeah! Hey, Katie Sagal, the voice of the smart house, Pat. All right, let's throw it to Dan for the Paul Report.
Absolutely. You know, just before anyone gets on my case about doing, oh, that's old radio show nonsense, I'm just going to say new nonsense can be just as bad. All right, so the Drama was the first animated movie for Kim Possible, later became a live-action movie in the post-High School Musical era. Soul Skater is from the movie Brink, and the star of My Dog Skip, of course, is Frankie Muniz, better known to all of us, of course, as the star of Malcolm in the Middle. Paul managed to get two correct answers, which means he was just two more incorrect answers away from shooting the moon, which would have automatically won him the game just this once.
No future contestants try that, please.
So he winds up 140 points, tied with James for second, and our winner with 215 points after an amazing lightning round, it's Seth.
Seth,
way to go, Seth.
Good game, everybody. Can we give some sort of a special allowance, some special prize for Paul? Just hearing the nonsense title that you had to say seven times and just picking that one to put you and us out of our misery. Can we just agree amongst the three of us to definitely invite Paul back sometime? Because you really took the bullet for us all there.
Bless you, David.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, this isn't even the first game on which that category appeared. No one picked it the last time. So I've had to say it like 12 times at this point.
Yeah, I fell right into the pit.
All right. Well, congratulations to Seth, our winner today. What that does mean, it's time to say goodbye to James and Paul. Super, super fun game. Again, Paul, appreciate going for that crazy lightning round very much. But Paul, before you go, is there anything you'd like to plug for our listeners?
I'm a pub quiz host in Seattle, quizfix.net. You can see wherever we do stuff. Sometimes we still do Zoom quizzes on occasion. So if you're ever in Seattle and want to play a quiz, I host a bunch of them and write a bunch of them. So come check it out.
Woohoo!
Thank you, Paul. And James, is there anything you'd like to direct our listeners towards?
I have no exciting things other than my Twitter and Letterboxd accounts, which are both scare quotes.
Fantastic. Thank you, James. But the biggest congratulations of the day are for Seth. Seth, you're going to be moving on to the season 5 finale to compete in the championship bout. Before you get there, what is going to be your biggest game plan of studying up, blind spots to fill, things to bone up on? What's the agenda?
Seeing as it's that time of year, I'm going to sit myself down in front of some Hallmark and watch some made-for-TV movies.
Sounds great. And Seth, is there anything you'd like to plug?
I have a Twitter where I, you know, comment on random things, at sfrumpkin.
But listeners can also follow Seth as the T-Rex emoji over on our Season 5 bracket. That's going to wrap it up for this week. Be sure to join us next time for the San Dimas High Division Finals, featuring the returns of players Aaron, the director Rogers, R. Mike Pismayer Burr, and Dylan, the Whig Garcia. Who will win? I know, because we recorded these out of order, but I'm not telling. You'll have to come back and listen next week. I've been your host, Taylor Cole, and on behalf of Scoremaster Dan and Production Master Dave, thank you for listening to the Great American Pop Culture Quiz Show. Stars from Mother and Rebecca.
What was that first film again? Sorry?
Mother.